friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Of course, on this Sunday, August the 10th, 2014, I'm your host, Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you today. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And today we're actually continuing our series entitled Our Great God. That's right. We're going to be focusing on our wonderful Creator, our great God. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. You were your throne, you are God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, and you are God alone. You're the only God whose power none can contend. You're the only God whose name and praise will never end. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God, that's just the way it is. You are God alone from before time began. God alone, and right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne, and you are God alone, unchangeable.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, and today we are focusing on our series, Our Great God. Well, Bible Gateway, which is an online Bible resource, looked at the viewing habits of some of their 8 million monthly visitors, and they found that John 3:16 was the most searched for verse in 2010. And I don't think it's surprising that it would be number one on the list, because it tells us that God loved us so much that he sent his son to rescue us from our sin and give us everlasting life. You know, the scriptures are filled with truths to search out and share. Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, the psalmist shared his thoughts about the word and his desire to search it and be taught by it. He said, "Oh, how I love your law." So, friend, let's keep taking the time to read the Bible. The more we search the Word, the more we'll grow in our love for it and its author.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like
And thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship, of course, right here on this August the 10th, 2014. It's Joey spending some time with you, and today we're focusing on our great God. You know, not many years ago, we watched as the WWJD craze swept through the Christian community, and it actually means, what would Jesus do? It was a valuable reminder to many people that should consider the heart and mind of Jesus when making choices. And as we seek to live in a way that honors the Savior, it's appropriate to measure our attitudes and decisions against the example our Lord has sent for us. And however, there was a church, though, that had a slightly different message. The church's sign read WDJD, which means, what did Jesus do? And that is indeed the more important question, friend, because our salvation depends on it. What did Jesus do? He took the suffering and guilt for our wrongdoing and paid our penalty. He died and conquered death so that we could live. And the fact is, we will never be able to fully consider what Jesus would do until we have embraced what he did do for us on the cross. We are saved not by what we do, but by trusting what Christ has done. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I pray that you're being blessed this weekend. I pray that you have some downtime, enjoy some family time. And in fact, we didn't actually do much this weekend. In fact, just had some family time, which is always, always nice. I kind of did some reading for school. I've been working on my degree with seminary, so I've been focusing on that. So other than that, it's been pretty low-key thus far. The weekend isn't over yet, so you know how that works. Anything could just pop up. But regardless, friend, I pray that you are blessed today. And we are continuing our series on Our Great God. Although 70% of the world is covered by water, less than 1% of it is drinkable. Water conservation and sanitation are crucial matters in many parts of the world, as all life depends on having clean drinking water. Jesus went out of his way to introduce a lost woman to another kind of life-giving water. He deliberately chose to go to a town in Samaria, a place where no respectable rabbi would even set foot. And there he told this woman about living water. Those who drank of it, he said, will never thirst. And you can find that in John 4:14. See, friend, the living water is Jesus himself. Those who would receive him will have eternal life. But the living water he provides also serves another function. Jesus says that those who receive it, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The living water that refreshes us is to refresh others also. A fresh water distribution is uneven in the world. So too is the distribution of living water. See, friend, it is our privilege to share him. Christ is, after all, the living water from whom people are thirsting. Jesus is a never-ending supply of living water for a parched world.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. More love, more power. More power, more of you.
Savior, I come to
Jesus. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, we are nothing. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Boy, we need Jesus, don't we? Need him every minute of every hour of every day. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And you can always support us. Of course, we are listener supported. We don't get government grants for our income. We depend God's grace and your support. So would you consider sending in a special gift to Great News Radio? We would love to hear from you. You can write to us, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. You can always give on our website as well, safely and securely, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, thanks again for letting me tag along with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, it's Monday. Yes, I know, tomorrow is Monday. But to lighten the blow, be sure to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.